When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
What is going on, Rush Nation? Welcome back to Fast Action Friday. I am Lewis, as always, and I'm delighted to be joined by Rob, and we have a bumper of Thanksgiving games to get through from last night. Happy Thanksgiving to any of our American viewers, of course, and anyone else who celebrates it, really. But Rob, how you doing, mate?
Very well. I kind of feel like I've missed out here because we had our family Christmas last weekend, and now we've got Thanksgiving after Christmas, and then we've got Christmas coming up. So it's, I'm a bit confused. Like, this week's been a bit all over the place, but yeah, I'm feeling good, and it was great to have so much football last night, and I'm excited to talk about it. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, mate. And just to touch on before we start, it's been a rough week for one of our own in the UK fantasy football community. Matt Cullen, you might know him from Twitter as Koo84_FF. And unfortunately, he lost his dad a week ago. He was on his annual trip to Berlin, same thing he always does, and unfortunately passed away. So we've been doing a little bit of fundraising. I've set up a GoFundMe page to help repatriate his dad, get him back to the UK. And you can find the link to that on Twitter or X. If you search for me or for Matt himself, the link's there, readily available. Jack Humphrey, as anyone who's donated, you can join a DraftKings contest. Stick a fiver in if you've got it, maybe. Join that. You can get 2 Wembley tickets for next season. The UK games. Murph has got a couple of competitions going on as well, and you can win some amazing prizes just for a small donation to that. The good news is, amongst all the bad, is we're nearly at the £5,000 mark, which is what it's going to cost just to get Matt's dad home. We're at $4,500 roughly now, and it'd be great for him and his family to not have that stress after everything Matt does for charity as well. Mm-hmm. He's the commissioner of the JTT Cup that's raised $16,000 the last 3 years, and he deserves our help, I feel.
Absolutely. Like, there's just so much generosity being shown for such a generous guy. Matt has been incredible, you know, in his presence in the fantasy community as well, like, not just on Twitter, but at live events. And I think it's been, well, it's been really heartwarming to see all these people come out in his support in such a tough time for him. And I was absolutely happy to donate it. And we've been doing the right thing, and the fantasy community is just such a generous group of people. It's been lovely to see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been absolutely fantastic. And I mean, hopefully by tomorrow, maybe we'll be there. We'll have the £5,000 needed to help repatriate his dad. But for now, let's crack on to a bumper edition of Thursday Night Thanksgiving Throwback. So we'll start off with the early game, and the Packers beat the Lions. The Lions was leading the division. Me as a Vikings fan, I'm very happy to see this. Strange one, rooting for the Packers a little. It sounds dirty even saying it, but a 29-22 victory. Three passing touchdowns in a great performance for Jordan Love. I've never been his biggest fan, even coming out of college, but the Packers were down quite a few key players. Aaron Jones, probably the marquee name out of those guys. But Green Bay sprinted out to a great start. There was a fumble return touchdown as well. The Lions did rally in the second half, but it weren't quite enough. Particular offensive highlights include David Montgomery running in another touchdown, Tucker Kraft finally getting the touchdown he missed out on last week, and Sam Laporta finally getting his rookie season back on track with a very long touchdown.
Mm. There was a little bit of controversy about that fumble return touchdown. There was a lot of different angles looking at it. It took a long time. I reckon there were still some Lions fans out there who were saying it shouldn't have been a touchdown. But, you know, you just got to go with how it goes. And the Lions continue a terrible streak. I saw something on X that the Fox News team had actually got a turkey for the Thanksgiving game, but they'd seared the Lions logo on the side of it, expecting the Lions to win. And obviously that didn't happen, so they had to get rid of that turkey. And then Greg Olsen apparently ate the backup one. So not good news for Greg. And Fox really dropping the turkey on that one. But yeah, quite a great game. Obviously, great for you. It keeps the division wide open as well, with Justin Fields coming back in Chicago, and the Vikings really bouncing back from losing Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins going on IR. Josh Dobbs seems to have really come in and revitalized that game. Kirk Cousins, you wouldn't have ever seen him rush for that much or score rushing touchdowns, and now you've got someone who's just he's a deadly weapon in that backfield.
Yeah, he's changed the whole dynamic of the offense, I think, and it's a bit different probably for Kevin O'Connell as well, calling the plays and things like that, knowing that he's got someone that's not only can use his legs but willing to. Because I don't know if you've seen the other week that touchdown he scored, and he span out of the way of one defender, and he's got a nose for the end zone, hasn't he, with his legs. And yeah. It's fun to watch. It's definitely fun to watch.
Absolutely. And I know he's known as the pastronaut due to his work with NASA, but maybe he should be the dashtronaut, you know, using his legs that much.
You're on fire.
I know. There's plenty more where those came from, I think. let's have a talk about the second game. So the Cowboys went up against the Commanders. And with the offensive performances that the Cowboys have been putting up, you kind of had a feeling that it could go one way. However, this game was quite close between the two for a long time in this game. Washington were only 10 points away at the end of the half, and there were no points in the third quarter. So that was 20-10 at the end of the third. And then the Cowboys, they cleaned house with 25 unanswered points, including another pick six. And that is a record-breaking fifth pick six this season for Deron Bland to cement the route. There's other offensive players out there who haven't even scored that many touchdowns this year, and Deron Bland is, you know, bagging six a week from the looks of things. So it's already cut Jack Del Rio his job as the Commanders' defensive coordinator. That's how surprising and this fourth quarter came about after being so tight. Offensive highlights in this game included the four touchdowns for Dak passing. It's love to see him getting, you know, a good fantasy return from how well he's been doing this year. Rico Dowdle got that passing touchdown, receiving touchdown. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Kevontae Turpin as well. I feel like Michael Gallup might have been the only one who missed out there. But they were the recipients. Tony Pollard, he got a running touchdown to get his season back on track. There's been questions about if he's going to be getting a shared backfield with Dowdle, but I think he's trying to pull away from that now. On the other side, Sam Howell ran another touchdown for the Commanders, but aside from Curtis Samuel's triple figure yardage, there wasn't a whole lot else to write about in the Commanders. I like Sam Howell. I said he was going to be a flex of the week at some point in my preseason predictions because he was featuring below that top list of quarterbacks, and I think Eric Bieniemy has helped him out, but you know, there's just a lot of turnovers, and there was only one interception for him in this game. You do have to wonder what's going to happen if Ron Rivera goes. Will we stick with Sam Howell if they can't deliver in divisional games?
And I think that's the issue. If Ron Rivera really likes Sam Howell, but he has low draft capital, and maybe he's got one more season there, even if there's a new head coach, because of the price, he's a very low contract, and they shipped off Chase Young, didn't they? And they're making some moves on defense and things like that. But I'm a big Sam Howell fan, and I have been since college. And I mean, it's a funny one. But as you said, great to see Dak actually answering a lot of critics and things like that, because the last 3 weeks, he has been pretty damn good.
Yeah, a lot of fantasy trade requests for the offensive skill players in the Cowboys at the moment. I think people know. People can see it's all starting to come together. And I know that there's been a lot of seasons in the past where the Cowboys have gone 13-3, you know, 14-2, and then they've just absolutely conked out in the playoffs. You know, they're still losing games to genuine contenders, but I think the key is that they are pounding on these weaker teams, and it's a sign that if they're getting things right across the field, across the offense, and on the defense, for, you know, with a lot of the points and the low scores, they could be fancied. They could be fancied.
Yeah, I mean, CeeDee Lamb has really stood up as well, hasn't he? Now, Dak and his report now is probably as best as you can get in the league in terms of a quarterback and a wide receiver at the moment. Mm. And he's probably up there in the top two or three wide receivers you can ask for in fantasy as well. But moving on to the late game, and the San Francisco 49ers, they beat the Seahawks. Another divisional matchup, 31-13, and it was a closer game on paper, I think, compared to previous games, but it was a really bad night for the Seahawks. They also scored the third pick six in three games. Weird to think that the defense scored more points than the offense on this occasion, but offensive highlights include Christian McCaffrey running two touchdowns. I think it was the second one, and he was just bouncing off everybody, and prime Christian McCaffrey, he was fantastic, wasn't he? Oh, yeah. Debo and Ayuk, they were fantastic as well in this game, but Brock Purdy, the sort of jury's out a little bit on him now. I think he's been doing all right. It wasn't his best games, but the offense has had enough versatility to keep them on track for somewhat easy victory, really, in the end.
Yeah, the pressure is off. I think since CMC's come in, I think the pressure has been off for Purdy to deliver consistently. And when he has, he's been excellent. And when he hasn't, like I say, there's a safety blanket there of a world-class running back to help him out and a, you know, collective parts. Plus, you know, the 49ers absolutely lethal up front now with Nick Bosa and Chase Young. Like, there must be some terrified offensive coordinators thinking, how are we going to deal with these players? Especially the Rams and the Cards and the Seahawks, who have to face them twice a year. Absolutely brutal stuff.
Yeah, you don't want it. You absolutely do not want it.
Right, shall we get on to some injury report?
Let's go.
So after such a bumper edition of Thursday Night Throwback, let's get through some really quick injury reports here. So Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett both came out of the game last night fairly banged up. There was question marks as to whether Geno was even going to start because there was worries about some of his throwing actions. They did play, I believe. They didn't do very well, but they played. That's something to watch out for in the future games, though. Marquise Brown didn't practice on Thursday for Arizona, and I believe potentially our young rookie Wilson as well. Michael Wilson? He might also be one to watch for lacking of practice and quite being questionable, so keep an eye out there. Zay Flowers also didn't practice on Thursday as well, so with Odell Beckham's questionable practices, you really have to look at who's going to be left in that Ravens passing offense, you know, in the receiver room when it comes to their game with the Chargers. So keep an eye out for those players. T. Higgins has been ruled out again. Still no IR for him. So that's going to be Tyler Boyd and Chase without their third leg. So it's tough. Trenton Irwin's there as well. Can they rely on the tight ends? I wouldn't say so. But with Jay Brown and throwing the ball, I don't think you can really, you know, put an arrow up on any players if one of them is missing. Just watch out for the Bengals passing offense this week.
Yeah, it's really play it by ear with the Bengals. T. Higgins could turn out to be a league winner eventually because he hasn't been put on IR for a second consecutive week. And the hope is probably he returns in the next game or two, just in time for the fantasy playoffs. If Drake Browning manages to get something going, I mean, we've seen Josh Dobbs do just fine with Arizona. But yeah, Noah Brown, he's been trending in the wrong direction again, and he has now been ruled out as well for Sunday. He obviously had a fantastic week the other week, and he's out. So CJ Stroud against the Jaguars is missing another key weapon. Well, one of his top three anyway. Kieran Williams likely returns to the LA Rams backfield this week. So this is some good news from the injury report, right? He's been on IR. He was absolutely smashing it before. Daryl Henderson's been waived, I believe, as well.
Yeah, sad news for a lot of my fantasy teams, that.
Yeah, I did nab him on a few waivers over Royce Freeman, but this could be needed for the offense as a whole. With Cup being limited this week. Cooper Cup's obviously, he was banged up last week and he's been limited this week in practice. So Kieran Williams returns. And now the big news for a lot of first overall pick fantasy managers. If you lucked out on your random draw or if you was the worst team or whatever, however you do your order, if you had the first pick this year, you likely went Justin Jefferson. He could return for Monday Night Football against the Bears. So what are you doing if you got him on your roster, Rob? Are you sticking him in the flex position and hoping, or what are you? It's a hard one, isn't it?
I think at this point of the year, depending on the makeup of your teams, if you've suffered tough with injuries this year, you have to put him in. Like, even if his production's lower, like if you've got no other options, put him in. He's an elite talent, and he didn't come back after 4 weeks. They held him off a little bit longer to make sure he was fully fit, and now they've put him in. And the Bears are fairly tough. They intercepted Jared Goff 3 times last week, and that's something that we need to watch out for Josh Dobbs, because you know Josh Dobbs. I think the good thing about Josh Dobbs is he will try and run himself out of situations. He won't put it into a silly area.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. I think if you put him in, he should get something. I think this is better news for Addison and if Brandon Powell or KJ Osborne, if KJ Osborne's back, I think it's better news for Addison. I think fantasy managers are just hoping that they're still in the chase to be able to put him in. I think that's the key thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that one.
Right. Let's get on to our third segment. It is weak points. So, after so many games this week, you'll find that we've got quite a lot of teams who have already played. And our first two teams in the weaker Zealand's quarterbacks have already played this week, and surprise, surprise, they didn't do very well against the quarterbacks. Number one on the list, the Washington Commanders. They conceded 4 touchdowns to Dak Prescott last night, so they're top of the list. Second on the list is the Detroit Lions, who conceded 3 touchdowns to Jordan Love last night. So unsurprising that they are there, and you know the proof was in the pudding. They got absolutely annihilated by the throwers. Third on the list, Los Angeles Chargers. They conceded 20.9 fantasy points on average. So if we're going off the history of the top two, then Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are going to run wild on the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the top two, obviously, that went as planned last night kind of thing. So the only thing that worries me a little bit is Lamar's receiving room. A few of them are banged up and whatnot. But weakest against running backs, the Broncos, they're at home to the Browns. So Jerome Ford, he's been pretty solid this season. And you've also got Kareem Hunt nicking a touchdown here and there. They're good plays this week. Your Panthers, Rob, not having a very good year yet again, but they're against the Titans. So you've got Tyjae Spears and Derrick Henry. Although Henry has been questionable this week with an injury. We didn't mention it in the injury report, but we'll mention it now. And he hasn't been classic Derrick Henry like we used to. So is it almost, are we almost knocking on the door for him to phase his way out now? Maybe. But the Seahawks, they're in third. We've seen Christian McCaffrey, 2 touchdowns last night, some big runs. And I mean, it doesn't matter if you're good against running backs or not. If you're facing Christian McCaffrey, you're in for a long night.
Yeah, Swiss Army man all over. And we were, you know, look what happens when we get rid of him. We lose our big players. We end up being second worst at the running back position. Now, what do you think about this, Lewis? I saw Tyjae Spears go for a first round pick in a dynasty league. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's a bit pretty. That is, I mean, I definitely wouldn't pay it. I'd accept it, but I don't think I'd be willing to pay up that much.
Yeah. What do you think will happen next year? Do you think Henry's gone, or do you think he's still there? And do you think Spears takes the role? What do you think?
I mean, I've not really looked at the Derrick Henry contract too much to even evaluate that, really. But it's definitely something for Rich, who used to be on the Dynasty show, because I know he's big on contracts and how he evaluates that into his Dynasty rankings and stuff. And I will go and actually look at that afterwards. But if Henry might have a year or two, if they've got an easy out, I would not be surprised with them, you know, with what they're doing, the Titans. And yeah, I wouldn't be sure, because Tyjae Spears, he seems good as well, doesn't he? Mm. So we'll see what happens there, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Dynasty is, isn't it? You've got to speculate to accumulate. Let's go on to the weakest against wide receivers. Top of the list, the Commanders, who we saw get ruined by wide receivers last night. 3 touchdowns, 4th position against the Washington defense. So they are rightfully top of the list. The Eagles, they are in second. So that is Stephon Diggs, that is Gabe Davis, and it is Khalil Shakir. And we think they could really do well here. Third on the list, we have got the Los Angeles Chargers. So they are third weakest against quarterbacks and third weakest against the wide receivers. Could this give us clues about how the Ravens will set their stall out? Zay Flowers, obviously, is one of their short yardage players. You know, great after the catch. But I would be keeping an eye out for Odell Beckham if he's back in the lineup. He seems to be doing very well with getting that chemistry with Lamar. And, you know, it could be getting back to some classic OBJ.
I mean, it's great to see as well, not just from a fantasy perspective, but just being a NFL fan, to see OBJ out there on a Sunday and starting to make a few plays and things like that. But we'll move on to weakest against the tight ends. And I do love a bit of a tight end situation here. And we've got the Broncos. They're the worst against the tight end position. And one of the players I've been, he was one of my most highest drafted tight ends, I think, overall. David Njoku goes up against them. He was a safety valve for Dorian Thompson Robinson last week. And I expect the same again. This is a matchup that suits that game. And like you say, it's a nice little outlet for the rookie QB. Second and third, and this is fun because I think it's the first time I've seen it, Rob. And we got the Texans against the Jags, and then we got the Jags in third playing the Texans. So Evan Engram, Dalton Schultz, they could both do very well here. They're both very talented tight ends. They like finding the end zone. Engram hasn't been quite there after the addition of Ridley, although Ridley's not done much himself. But Zay Jones could be back as well. But if Trev needs to look for a reliable option, as we mentioned with Njoku, Evan Engram's there, isn't he? So, yeah, that should be a fun one for tight ends anyway.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen like the peaks and the troughs of whatever Evan Engram had last season. I think he's been, you know, simmering on. I think he's been getting a fairly decent boot. Like you said, Ridley turning up. I think Zay Jones being out has helped Engram a little bit. I think that Zay Jones injury is one to watch because if he's in, Ridley does well. If he's out, Ridley does not do well. So it's funny to think that Zay Jones could actually be, you know, one to watch if you haven't got him in your team. It's a bit odd to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely mental. Like Zay Jones hugs the touchline and sideline. Sorry, and it's a strange one, but you know they're managing to get something done in Jacksonville. But let's crack on to the last portion of the show, and it is Flex of the Week.
So, I think the last one I get on here was Kyle Phillips a few weeks back, and he did pretty well in the game. I think he got double figures, which is probably one of my highest performances of the year. So, I will count that one. And let's hope my choice of Flex of the Week does just as well. First of all, though, he has to actually play. So if he doesn't play, I'm going to go with what you've said. So my Flex of the Week choice is Odell Beckham. So he's back to Thanksgiving with a bang. He is making waves in the Ravens team. And unfortunate as Mark Andrews' injury is, it should help benefit Odell in his expanding role and help expand it further. So if he doesn't play, I will be going with your pick. We'll have to go on. Oh no, you've got two, so you can cover the one I was going to go into. So which one was I going to go for if Odell is playing?
Well, I mean, and the reason I added a second one is because of the second part of your one. So I think we're both quite high on Khalil Shakir this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe we can put Khalil Shakir down for Pitsy. So just to keep him in the
second. No, he's not here.
I'm sure he would agree with it as well. I'm sure he would. But, I mean, Khalil Shakir, he's probably one for a deeper league maybe, but the Eagles are second worst against wide receivers, as we covered earlier. Diggs isn't very favourable lately, a few outbursts on social media and things like that. Gabriel Davis is a big play guy, but if Josh Allen can't hit him, Shakir could be open a lot. And if the run ain't work, I mean, I like it.
Yeah, me too. So let's say that's our honourable mention, and Pitsy can like let us know in a comments or who he has chosen. So that's our honourable mention. I'll say Odell, and who is your pick for Flex of the Week this week then?
So I'm sticking with the Ravens, but I'm going back to tight end Isaiah Likely. So okay. Andrews is obviously out. And it is very unfortunate, but we've seen Likely's talent plenty in the past. You know, he has all the numbers to back up the talent and everything like that. And it'll be a good move in the short game. Like we says, obviously OBJ banged up, Mark Andrews out. There's room for someone else to join in that passing game. And, you know, I think that's a worthy shout for this week, Isaiah Likely, if you got him.
Yeah, I think, was it week 18? Was it week 18 last year where he got a huge stat line which showed his ability? And I think this year he's just been ticking along in the background. He's not been overall fantasy relevant, but he has been present. And so he knows the play. He knows what he needs to be doing. I think he could be a good pick as well. I've got him in Scott Fishbowl this week. I think I've put him in. my lineup as one of my tight ends, because, you know, tight end premium is big. And if Baltimore go big to him, then you've got to stay alive. Got to stay alive in the playoffs, and Isaiah Likely could be the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out. But if I was in your situation, I'd absolutely be going for that, because you have to go. It's like, are you playing to take part or are you playing to win it kind of thing? You know what I mean? And if you're playing to win it, I'd rather lose now by going for a big shot like that, and rather than trying to play it a bit safe and then losing the next round or whatever. And, you know, like you say, we've seen the talent. He had a couple of touchdowns or whatever on one of the games last season. And with Andrews out, it's a massive, massive hole, especially for Lamar. Like, he's not known for slinging it downfield so much. And, you know, it's a perfect opportunity for Likely to get in there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You could almost say that the Chargers being weak against the quarterback and against wide receivers might actually benefit the tight ends here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm on board with that all day long. And I think Khalil Shakir is another great shout. I mean, it's mental that we both mentioned him on there without even realizing. And, you know, the potential shootout as well, that game, Eagles against the Bills, and could go down right to the deaths. And yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, Bills run life support at the moment. They need to do something.
Mm. And the Eagles are rolling hot. So it'll be interesting. But I think that's about that for week 12, mate. And yeah, great to jump on and chop it up with you again.
Absolutely. And I will be back next week. Will you be back next week?
Yeah, I'm here next week. I am here next week. I don't think I am the week after. So we'll make the most of next week. And we'll play it by ear, I think.
Let's do it.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. This will be available wherever you get your podcasts and whatnot. And until next week, keep on rushing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.